From Bradley University, this is Outside the Horseshoe. I'm Tanya Coombs. Businesses operating solely as gaming parlors are popping up in Peoria. It mirrors what's taking shape statewide in communities that allow video poker machines, since those devices went live nearly 2 years ago. The Peoria City Council is scheduling a policy session on the subject of video gaming and liquor regulations tonight. The actual council discussion is slated for the August 26th meeting. That will happen at Westlake Hall at Bradley University. At-large Peoria City Councilwoman Beth Akeson and Mayor Jim Artis join us for this Outside the Horseshoe to talk about the issue. Councilwoman Akeson, Mayor Artis, thank you for taking the time to be here on Outside the Horseshoe.
You're welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Councilwoman Akeson, you have spent some time traveling the state and done some reading on this already. Mayor Artis, it's been important to you to put this on the agenda tonight so you can sort of alert the community and the staff that, and the city council that the conversation is coming up.
To the issue of the policy session that we're going to have next week, that is something that, in discussion with staff, we thought rather than just put it on the agenda next week and say we're going to have, we get our agendas on Wednesday or Thursday and say we're going to have a policy discussion about this on Tuesday, We're just giving everybody a little bit more of a heads up that we are going to talk about this, and it is an issue that's gaining concern in the community in terms of where are they going to be located, are there going to be any parameters around them, and are there going to be any stipulations in terms of food and beverage tied into them, and all that kind of thing. So I think it's appropriate that everybody knows we're going to be talking about it and at least give everybody an opportunity to formulate some questions and have a good discussion about it in 2 weeks.
Councilwoman Akeson, you've been visiting a few places that have video gaming to kind of get a feel for what's happening on the subject. Is that a correct way to frame that up?
Last week, I visited one of the establishments in town that when I walked in the door, the woman who was there to greet me said, "Have you been here before?" I said, "No." She said, "Well, welcome. We are a gambling parlor," which, of course, did not necessarily thrill me that is the way that the single employee described that particular business, even though they've been represented as a place for women to go and have a glass of wine or a soda and free snacks. In essence, they're just gambling parlors. And when this was brought forward to the City Council in May of 2012, there was no discussion at the council level. It was approved 10-2. There was no conversation about it. We had no staff report. And I think that the impression that the majority of the council had was that this would be another way for existing businesses to add revenue to their bottom line. And therefore, I think that, if the mayor wants to correct me, but I think the impression was that this would be to their benefit and to the city's benefit to allow them to be more successful.
And that may have absolutely made sense at the time based on the idea that those video gaming machines, the applications were out there and people were receiving the machines, but it's my understanding that they didn't go live until October 2012. So how that was actually going to roll out in real time may not have even been part of the vernacular at that point. Maybe?
Well, I think, actually at the time, if you would have done a little bit of digging in the weeds, which, unfortunately I have a tendency to do, the format of some of these stores were, at the time, these small
already
format.
Set. Uh-huh.
Right. And they market themselves as very benign, grandma-like. They all have girls' names, Anna, Annie's, Emmy's, Penny's, Dottie's. And they say that they restrict the alcohol limit to 3 drinks. But in essence, what they're doing is they're taking money away from people, in many cases, who can at least afford to lose it. And I was having a conversation today with a couple other city council members, and I said, okay, so let's look at it from an investment standpoint. If you are investing your money for your retirement, and every year you lose 10%, you would fire yourself if you were directing your own investments, or you would fire the person that was doing the investing for you. And that's exactly what video gaming does. Everybody loses money. And the city's share for June was just $20,000. But we haven't really evaluated the costs associated with getting that $20,000 for the month of June. So for the people that are parting with their money, they're perhaps stressing the healthcare community, stressing the social service agencies, losing money and making their spouse upset, denying their kids school clothes. I don't really know what the consequences of the gambling activity is. But in general, if you look at and really even when you read the report, the Illinois gaming report, they don't call it revenue, they call it losses. So your loss of money is money in the pockets of the state, the city, and then the person who owns the machine, and then the establishment that actually is hosting the machine, so the place where the five gaming machines are. And in many cases, if not most, the money for these gambling parlors is really leaving the state. It certainly is leaving the city. And so I applaud the mayor and Councilman Turner for being willing to revisit this, because at the time there was very little interest in discussing really truly what the unintended consequences of video gaming is. So,
Mayor, you are also fairly involved with the Illinois Municipal League, mm-hmm. and I would presume that there is a broader conversation going on with leaders, municipal leaders around the state about how to help balance this differently, because casinos are hurting, mm-hmm. racetracks are hurting, and the gross receipts from the video gaming don't seem to be what people were hoping.
The Municipal League really hasn't taken a really firm stance on this,
yeah.
And mostly because they represent a lot of different, the mayors on the board
sure.
represent a lot of different constituencies that sometimes aren't in agreement on this.
Absolutely. So, more than formal position of the Illinois Municipal League, I'm wondering what the conversation is, or if there is even
yeah.
one.
There hasn't been a lot of formal conversations in our meetings about this. There have been a lot of informal conversations between mayors in communities that currently have riverboats, communities that want riverboats, and what's going to happen, not if, but when Chicago gets their casino license, because it's going to happen. And really, you know, this conversation is, a lot of this conversation is, it's almost, what do they call it, deja vu all over again. It's, you know, do we want to have a gambling boat back, whatever it was, 30 or 35 years ago? So the state legalizes this, and then it's a question of, does the city want to participate or not? Do we allow our bars to have video gambling, or do we potentially lose revenues if they go to right outside of our community, if they go to East Peoria or Bartonville or Dunlap or you name it, you know, literally in some cases a 5-minute drive away, if that's what they want to do. So, you know, you really get into that discussion about how righteous do you want to be on an issue like this, and how much can we legislate morality, which is really kind of what it comes down to when you talk about really a lot of what the cost to community is, communities are when you have gambling. As Councilwoman Akeson said, you know, you have, you know, the healthcare community, you know, a lot of the mental health folks, and there's, you know, you don't have to go into that whole thing because we don't have time to it anyway, but there are a lot of side issues on it, and so it's not a particularly easy decision. Some of us thought, and probably the majority still do think, that it's legal in the state. We should allow the businesses that want to do that an opportunity to do it if it's regulated properly. And if people don't want to go into an establishment that offers video gambling, then they can go someplace else.
In order to put this in a broader perspective statewide, there are more video gaming positions open at establishments and parlor-like establishments throughout the state than there are at casinos.
So when you say positions, you mean the machine itself?
Yes.
Because there are 13,000 of them right now in the state of Illinois. But I do know that one of the reasons that this is concerning to the casino operators is that they are seeing a drop in revenue, and the number of video game machines that have opened up are the equivalent of 13 full-blown casinos. So it's spread across the state. And you know, really, I don't think it's a question of being righteous. I don't think that that is an issue, and I don't think it's the issue of denying businesses the opportunity to do business. It's incumbent upon us to do what we need to do to create the kind of city that really will advantage people for upward mobility. And I think that we want a highly resourced, highly educated population that carries the city into the future. And if you take a look at the communities that have made the decision, you know, an educated decision about it, it might be okay for some communities, but it's not okay for ours. And those communities are the kind of communities that I hear my colleagues say we want to be like. So on one hand, we're saying we want to be like these highly resourced, highly educated communities with high-performing schools, and yet we continue to create a culture that is not congruent with that. I mean, we don't want our parents sitting in gambling parlors in the afternoon when they really should be home. And if this is a I don't think it's being righteous. I think it is just reality. You know, our kids in our schools need support. And if their parents are sitting in a gambling parlor, they cannot be home helping with homework. They cannot be home. And this goes for everybody. There's just other things that you can be doing with your time. And I am just firmly opposed to this.
Does that place you in the position of maybe being fairly anti-gambling overall?
Oh, absolutely.
And then what do you say to the notion that if Peoria doesn't do this, if Peoria doesn't have sort of these parameters that allow organizations, pubs and restaurants and the like, to obtain such licensure for video gaming, that there are communities very near Peoria that likely, I mean, like right, pretty much in and around. Do you have any concern that if the city didn't have the allowance for this, that it would be giving people another reason to take their money elsewhere?
Well, let's talk about how much money we're actually, how does it look mathematically? And we haven't been given those numbers. But our portion of the receipts, or the losses, our portion of the losses, we split, it's a 30% tax on the losses, and those are shared between the city of Peoria and the state. And then the balance gets divided up between the machine owner and the property, the business owner. And, you know, the idea is that we get revenue from the liquor sales and the food sales, but we need to know what those numbers are. And I don't, and I'll go to the communities that have said, we're not doing it. I mean, I was at a restaurant last night that was so packed. I was in Palatine. It was so packed. And it was a Monday night. I don't know how many people were there. There were no gambling machines. They were making lots of money selling liquor and food and, you know, a long line of people waiting to get in. And that is common. It doesn't necessarily mean that the common denominator between a successful restaurant, well, I don't think that video gaming is going to tip the scales for a successful restaurant. And in fact, there are some places in the city of Peoria who've elected not to have it, and they're doing really well. So I think that it's, again, back to this leadership issue. What kind of a city do we want to be when we grow up? Do we want to be a city that continues to struggle financially, that continues to have a failing school system, that has you know a sizable population that is under-resourced and under-educated? And we need to create and cultivate a culture that doesn't put a high value on that kind of activity. And if someone wants to gamble, they certainly can find a way to do it. But I just personally, I would prefer to see the city put its resources, its energy, its effort into really creating a very high quality of life. You know, I just don't think we need to have a gambling parlor on every street corner. And I think that in large part, the reason why this is coming back 2 years later is because some people on the council are now hearing it from the citizens. The citizens were not alert. The city council was certainly insufficiently alert. And I'm glad that we're bringing it back for a policy session, and I really look forward to hearing the perspectives of everyone else. And again, I think the mayor is right that when you have a willing seller and a willing buyer, there are all sorts of activities that are going to go on, and government is going to have a hard time regulating them. But I think, in general, the majority of the people in Peoria would just as soon not see a proliferation of this kind of business. And I think that's why we're going to have the policy session.
So as the city considers having this policy session in 2 weeks, the state legislature is headed into veto session a few months from now. One of the things that was out there during spring legislative session was putting some new parameters around video gaming applications. Chiefly, it's my understanding that the language that was out there would have forced people who were applying to meet a certain threshold or a certain ratio of food and liquor sales before they could receive video gaming machines or be licensed for them. That was an effort by the casino industry and the racing industry to try to balance out where things stand. It is my understanding that that is certainly not slated for veto session, but there is room for that matter to be picked up again if there is a great enough push, of course, from all sides that lobby this issue. That's where that stands at the state level. Mayor, is there anything else you think needs to be added to this conversation?
I appreciate Councilwoman Akison's desire to continue to improve the health of our community and what we aspire to be when we grow up. And the way she said it, I think we need to regentrify, because I think we have to get over the being as old as we are. So maybe we have to kind of start over again. But you know, we really do have to understand that as much as we would like to, you know, help people make right decisions out there, there's only so much you can do. And a lot of these people that have these the existing machines in their operations are small, very small business people. And in some cases, they're doing better on their percentage of the gambling machines than they were on their little bar/restaurant business, and it's keeping some of them afloat. I don't think it's necessarily fair to compare a busy Monday evening in a restaurant in Palatine with a busy, you could have probably went to almost literally any restaurant in Peoria last night and not seen much business, because that's just not how Peoria is on a Monday night. And so I don't think it's because you do or don't have gambling is going to make that any more or less. But I think what we have to be open-minded on is, you know, this is not something that the city of Peoria legalized. It's something that the state legalized, and most states do. And so I think that we have to do is just make sure that it's not wide open, it's not the wild, wild west, and that we do put some parameters on what our expectations are for the ones that we allow. And hopefully that's where we'll get to. If not after the policy session in a couple weeks, then hopefully the input that we provide to the manager will allow him to bring us something forward shortly thereafter.
In the meantime, there are three matters on the agenda tonight. Organizations looking for a beer and wine liquor license, and it would appear that those three issues are going to be deferred until the council gets to and through the conversation in 2 weeks, and there are some more parameters or not set around the policy that the city currently offers.
I believe that's what you'll see.
There are some other things that are taking place on tonight's agenda. About $100,000 toward the upgrade of technology with inside the Peoria City Council chamber. Mm-hmm. I imagine each of you and your colleagues that sit around the horseshoe are fairly excited to see that. That's been a long time coming. And so the first meeting in January, you hope to see that the chamber is back intact and new and updated in many ways.
Hopefully, yeah.
District 150, the contract with the Peoria Police Department, having five officers in the three high schools and the one career center. The Peoria District 150 School Board approved that last night, and you guys take that matter up tonight. Then there is this other matter of setting some policy around people who buy and sell metal. I was not aware that there had been so many thefts that had taken place in the community that involved copper and more precious kinds of metals.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you look at that report and the tens and tens of thousands of dollars in equipment that's been stolen, not only from residents, but mostly from commercial businesses.
Yeah.
It's been significant. I applaud. This came through the police department. They came back to us with this recommendation that it makes a lot of sense. So I see strong support tonight for that.
And there will be some discussion on cannabis cultivation centers and making sure that the city has some parameters for those organizations if they should choose to move into the municipal, the municipal boundaries. Mayor Artis, Councilwoman Akeson, thank you both for taking the time to be on Outside the Horseshoe.
Thanks, Tina.
Thank you.
I'm Tanya Kuntz. This is 89.9 FM WCBU HD1 Peoria Public Radio.